You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Today is the 17th day of August, which most people are like, whoa, slow down. But it's, of all things, Balloon Airmail Day. I don't think that really caught on, did it? Is it Balloon Airmail Day? We recognizing something that happened, or are we hoping for something to happen? I was thinking about mail. I'm very thankful that I have in my... See, I don't live in a little village. I live in the outskirts. I live in another little village that's the outskirts of the little village. But we have a post office. And when I point it out to people, they usually laugh. Their first response is to go, "That's your post office? Hey, listen, I have a zip code. I go in there. I get mail. It's a lot of fun. I know the people that work there. Well, I know the guy that works there, okay? I don't have to fight traffic. I don't have to fight parking, all that. I'm very blessed." And sometimes people don't see that. There was a man from the UK, came to the United States. He was a little upset at the mail system, and he was complaining to a fellow coworker one day. He said, "You know, in the UK, at the end of your neighborhood, you have one of those little round mailboxes. You just put your mail in there and get your, you know, send your mail out." He said, "You don't have that here in the United States." And his fellow co-worker said, "Dude, they come right to your house. Some places you have a box on your house, or you can put one at the driveway. Put a box at the end of the driveway. They come right there and pick it up." And he was like, "For real? You're not pulling my leg, are you?" He said, "No." He said, "Wow, that's the greatest thing.
You're funny, all right. You're a screen."
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
"I can't stop drinking the coffee. I stopped drinking the coffee. I stopped doing the standing and the walking and the words putting into sentence doing."
The Sound of Life.
Yes, on the line. Ellie, what's going on? Anything good happened to you lately?
I'm Ellie Bauer, 86 years old.
All right.
And I have been blessed by my God, by our God. He has given me great joy. I've just become a widow. But despite that, I still have great joy. And I love him very much. Anyway, it's just terrific and wonderful to hear my brothers and sisters praising our God, because he is so marvelous. And I wish more people would open their hearts and say, "Jesus, come into my life." I have stories about what happened to me, many, but I'm not going to go into it. I don't want to take too much time. Thank you very, very much for loving our loving Creator.
A great way to start your day, the Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Is this you right here, Riley? I don't want to give your last name because I think Riley's one of our listeners. This is like one of our listeners talking about going to Walmart with the nephew. Saw an elderly man that was having a hard time shopping and finding things due to him not being able to lift his head up, and he couldn't see. And, you know, the nephew, he sees him. He's like, "What do? When you see somebody like that, you help them out." I mean, it was just incredible. He goes, "Can I help?" He asked his aunt if he could help him. "Well, of course you can." So we went up to the man and asked him, "Would you like some help?" Guess what? His eyes lit up. He said, "Well, yes, that would be amazing, young man. Thank you so much." So here's the nephew running all over the store, which you do anyway, for this man. And he was so happy. The man told us he hasn't had help in years. Man, oh man. Really? And he was so happy. He ran into an amazing, smart young man. And he said, "I was so proud of him." Of course, that's the whole thing. It's just amazing. How'd it get to me? I have no idea. He went and helped him check out and bag his stuff and called, I guess, maybe people there. And he had him call the bus for him. The man tried to tip him. My nephew said, "Oh, thank you, but I don't need this. I enjoyed helping you. You keep your money." See, the nephew was being blessed, right? You see where that's happening. You had that happen your way. You can tell me that story. So Riley says, well, I'm beyond proud of my nephew. You don't see or get many people, let alone children, who do these things for people. But that's the way you are. You're a community of people who do that. So generous. That's why we're here. Because you help us be here.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the sound of life.
I will preface this by saying that one time, a few years ago, in the Sunday school class, we went through the minor prophets. Now, if you're like a pastor or Bible, you know, you went to Bible school and all that, you just rolled your eyes because you're like, oh, boy, it was brutal. That is brutal. Minor prophet stuff is not stuff you see cross-stitched on a pillow on granny's sofa. Stuff like that. It's not. It was brutal, but it was showing how God was dealing with his people, his nation that he created out of Abraham, you know. Not because of anything that they did, and I laugh because it's just like us, the same as well. We've been grafted into that through the new covenant. But Hosea is one of those prophets that I know you when you see what he did. Now, I think that God was dealing with a prophet Hosea. I don't think there's Hoseas today, but some people do. But he was told, now if you don't know this, you might want to buckle up. Okay, this is in the Bible. This story is in the Bible. And it's not the only one like that. But he was told to marry a prostitute. And then he was told to take her back when she inevitably cheated on him. That was a real story. Imagine living through that. God is telling you this. Now, through Hosea's actual life circumstances, of course, he was stepping into the role of God who married an unfaithful woman, Israel, right? And what does God do? He takes her back. Does she deserve it? No. Will God take us back? Yes. Do we deserve it? No, right? We don't like to see ourselves. Nobody likes to see themselves in that position. You know, that we are in that story. It's like, what? What's that again? But, I mean, you know, if Aunt Ruth wants to cross-stitch some of that Hosea story on the pillow, I guess it'd be okay.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Look, I'm a frequent coffee drinker. I'm part of the club. I have a card.
The sound of life.
So Matthew West, I mean, he's astounding. I know Ann Wilson's song, her debut song, he was there when that went number one, because he was helping her out writing it, or maybe wrote, I don't know. But, and then recently Cochran and Company, really? I mean, Matthew West is, he's one of those people when you're writing a song in Nashville, you're like, okay, can you come over and help me write this song? Anyway, but there is a radio show in Nashville. I tried to be a Christian radio station in Nashville, right? Hey, Toby, can you come over for a little bit? Yeah, okay. So Matthew West was in the studio, and the guest on the morning show, he makes them do some odd things. And this was actually pretty clever because he's taking advantage of Matthew West's songwriting ability and challenging to him. And he's done it before on some of his videos, Matthew West has. So he wanted him to write a song that was basically the pizza song. And Matthew West did it. I mean, he sat down, took a few minutes and a piece of paper and had his guitar. It really is, I mean, on the pop channel, it may take off.
Like toppings on a pizza, God deep dishes out his grace. With every slice of mercy, we shove into our face. We're hand-tossed, but we're not lost. His delivery was made. God's love is like a pizza. It will never go to waste. He's the master chef, the Lord of life's cuisine. Yeah. Serving up salvation with a love that's so supreme. He's the pizza of our souls.
The show.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
The sound of life.
We've got an opportunity to talk to Ethan, national spokesperson for Convoy of Hope, right here on the Cup of Joe Morning Show. So I want to know, Ethan, what have you heard?
I haven't been in touch with our team on the ground as much as I'd like to, because cell service is difficult in some spots. So we haven't had the communication that we normally have during a situation like this. And that's in large part because I don't want to bother them they're doing the work. They're on the ground. We have a few people on the ground. They're doing the work, making the contacts. And a lot of who we partner with is churches. So we're talking to those pastors and trying to figure out our distribution plans and how to get it going.
Well, I'm going to post your web link, convoyofhope.org, and right to the disaster services page, if that's okay with you. Post on our Facebook
page. That'd be great.
All right.
We appreciate it. And we'd love for anybody, you know, we ask a few things of people. They can do one or as many of these as they can. Number one, pray. We appreciate prayer. We know it makes a difference. Our people need favor as we go on to the island and getting the supply there. We need wisdom, safety, of course. So that's what we ask for first, for praying people. Number two, we ask for donations, because we're able to stretch your $1, stretch it at least five times further than you'd be able to. And we, more than 91 cents of every dollar goes where the donor wants it to go. We're a highest rated 4 out of 4 star charity on Charity Navigator. So you can trust us to be good stewards of what you give. And number three, we ask that you'd advocate. That doesn't cost anybody anything, but everybody's on social media, Facebook. We're on Facebook and Instagram and Threads now, and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube. You can follow us there and just share what we do, because it really makes a difference. There are a lot of people out there who don't know about Convoy of Hope, but are looking for some place to give.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.